Your sermon on the day of Pentecost, Acts chapter 2. Amen. He is near the end of his sermon. He's taken his text on David for the most part, and he is using the prophecies of David to preach Christ. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom ye have crucified both Lord and Christ. Incidentally, Peter wasn't in the dark about who crucified the Lord. He knew who crucified the Lord. His own fellow Jews did it. Amen. He came to his own, and his own received him not. Now, that don't mean that we're supposed to get an anti-Semitic spirit and try to wipe out all the Jews in the world. But they are reaping what they sowed and will continue to until they accept the Messiah. Amen. And so we're indebted to them for giving us the Bible. All of them were not in unbelief. There's a whole bunch of them that did believe, and they furnished the catalyst for what we have right now. So we're indebted to the Jews. They're the ones that gave us this precious Bible. Those are the holy men that wrote as they were moved upon by the Holy Ghost. Amen. But for the most part, the whole climate of the nation was anti-God. They spoke of God, but they didn't serve Him. They drew near with their lips, but their heart was far from Him. Amen. They spoke in high-sounding terms of God, but rejected Christ, His Son. Amen. And you just well to slap God in the face as to have crucified His Son. Amen. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and unto the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. For the remission of sins. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. In the name of means simply by the authority of Jesus Christ. The one they had rejected, they had to accept. The one they had rejected, they had to receive. Amen. And so he says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of, by the authority of Jesus Christ. That's why I use a little formula in baptizing. We baptize you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ by His authority. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. The baptism that Jesus authorized, gave authority for, was baptism in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Peter was doing what Matthew 24 said he would do, that repentance and remission of sins would be preached in his name. That's what Peter was preaching in his name. Now, you may not understand in this Christian nation that has been largely blessed and very constitution founded on the Judeo-Christian ethic. Amen. We don't have a climate that is anti-Christ generally, particularly in the church. This land, amen, is known to be a Christian nation, even though it's drifting farther and farther away from Christ. Once again, they're drawing near to Him with their lips and their heart is far from Him. Amen. He said, ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, for the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Amen. And here's my scripture text. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Brother Billy, I'm preaching on save yourselves. Amen. Now, I gave you a little of the background and the climate in which Christ was being preached by the apostles. And Peter here, as he opens the gate on the day of Pentecost. Amen. The whole climate of the Jewish nation was anti-Jesus. They had just crucified him. The Holy Ghost has just fell. Conviction, amen, and wonderment is falling on the congregation. Peter stands up and preaches in a language that everybody can understand. And boy, you talk about rumors going through Jerusalem. Yow, yow this, and yow, yow that, and yow, yow something else. The disciples stole him away. Did you hear what the soldiers said? Those faithful soldiers said, amen, that the disciples stole him away. And they didn't take time to find out, amen, that they had paid them money to tell that cock and bull story. Amen. And so they circulated the big lie. And now they said the disciples have stole him away. He didn't really die on the cross. The modernist says he just swooned. Amen. And it's yow, yow this, and it's yow, yow that, and yow, yow something else. Amen. Men will always find an excuse for not serving God. They'll say so-and-so did this, and so-and-so said that, and so-and-so did something else, and so-and-so said something else. You know what Peter said to that much? He said, save yourself. It's not what so-and-so did, and it's not what so-and-so said, and it's not this bad climate that you've been exposed to in the last couple of months. Amen. You're going to have to forget all that and save yourself. Amen. Hey. Amen. In the last analysis, boys, it's every man for himself. Amen. I mean, you're going to have to get saved and stay that way. Amen. It's going to take all I can do, all my effort to keep old LL on the straight and narrow road. Amen. You know why I'm preaching tonight? Paul said, I would both save myself and those that heard me. I got to obey God. Amen. If I don't preach, I can't even save myself. Amen. You got to obey God too. You got a job to do too. It may not be to preach, but it can be to back him. Amen. It may not be to preach, but boy, you can pray for him. Well, I appreciate Brother Dave getting up here the other night and getting some folks to fast. I've been able to tell the difference. This week, somebody's been praying for me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Dave. Amen. It makes a difference when everybody finds their place in the body. Amen. I like the way you attended that revival. I appreciate that. My. I mean, I think we turned out some deacon material in this revival. Praise God. Folks are coming, glory to God, and coming to church and getting here on time. And glory to God, serving God and getting on fire for God and walking up. Hallelujah. Why? Amen. Ain't a better time to save yourself. Amen. And God's throwing a lifeline to everybody. God's, amen, throwing a lifeboat to everybody. It's a good time to climb on board. Amen. My. You can set back, set down, lay down, amen, quit, back up, crawfish, anything you want to. Amen. Because it's a free country. Hallelujah. But Peter said, if you're interested in having everlasting life, if you're interested in being saved, he said, save yourself and forget about the climate that you're in. Amen. Jesus said, you're going to have to forget about mama. You're going to have to forget about daddy. You're going to have to forget about houses. You're going to have to forget about lands. You're going to have to forget about children, wives. Amen. You're going to have to forget about even your own life. Amen. Take up your cross and follow me. What's he saying? Save yourself. Amen. Hallelujah. Little pastor, amen, discovered many things that we find very useful today. That brilliant young Frenchman, amen, however, because he was on the road to discovery and discovered things that men never knew before, he discovered that every drop of water, everything in the world is literally crawling with microbes. That the air is full of microbes. Amen. It was Pasteur that taught us how to pasteurize milk. That's why they call it pasteurizing. Amen. He taught people that by boiling it, you could kill the bacteria and lengthen the shelf life of the milk. Amen. And not only that, amen, he taught that it was necessary to sterilize instruments, to sterilize things, dishes and plates. He taught that diseases were communicable. But because he was up front in the area of discovery, he caught it from doctors. People that should have appreciated him the most, criticized him the most. Who do you think you are? You're not a doctor. Amen. But he plugged on against great opposition. Amen. He discovered that anthrax that had destroyed thousands of sheep throughout Europe and the Middle East was caused by a virus. Amen. And he found out almost by accident, amen, by vaccinating some sheep with a weakened virus, that they actually gained immunity to the whole thing. Amen. We found out what he had done and then vaccinated them with the full strength virus. The sheep didn't die. They remained well and healthy. He had stumbled on to a vaccination, amen, that would save the farmers throughout Europe and the Middle East millions and millions of dollars and all but wiped out anthrax, amen, in the herds of the farmers in that land. And then he came to see the necessity of discovering a cure for hydrophobia. Amen. Nobody knew what caused it or why. He found out by long and tireless experimentation, amen, and by accident and serendipity, that stumbling on to something that you didn't expect. Amen. He found out that the virus was in the saliva of the dogs that had hydrophobia. And that's where they communicated it to those that were bitten. Amen. He found out that the virus attacked the brain and the central nervous system of the body. Amen. And still, he labored on to find a vaccination. One day, having inoculated a group of dogs with a weakened form of hydrophobia, amen, and then finally inoculating them with a killing measure of hydrophobia, the dogs remained healthy. He had stumbled on to the vaccination that he needed for hydrophobia that kills so many people. Incidentally, amen, 50 years ago, it was still killing people quite a bit in the United States, particularly back in the country where they couldn't get the help in time. Amen. One of my best friends in school, mother, died with rabies. A terrible, painful death. Amen. Died with hydrophobia, or rabies, as it is called. Amen. Pasteur found out that he could vaccinate dogs and cure hydrophobia. But he had never tried it on humans. And he was afraid to try it on humans because it might not work. And he would be to blame for their death. And so he weighed heavily the decision before him. And finally he made the decision that he would vaccinate himself with the deadly virus and take himself through the treatment. Amen. When he was just about to do it, a young boy was brought to him, and the gentleman that owned the dogs, both had been bitten. Both knew there was no hope unless they were vaccinated. They had heard through the grapevine that Louis Pasteur had the secret, but he hadn't laid out yet. They begged and pleaded with him to inoculate them against the dread disease, lest they die. But he said, what if the disease kills you? What if the vaccination kills you? I would be to blame for it. And finally the pleading gentleman and the little boy's parents said, they're going to die anyway. They have nothing to lose by being inoculated, amen, against hydrophobia. He took them through, amen, the first time that humans had ever been, amen, put under the vaccination, been subjected to the vaccination for the dread virus of rabies. Amen. He took them through a series of vaccination, 10 days. Here's the theory, amen, that it took time for the virus to incubate and make its way to the brain, the central nervous system. If he could inject them with a weakened form, they could gain immunity before the dread disease ever made its way to the brain. Amen. And destroyed them. You know what? It worked. Because three people decided to save themselves. I want to tell you tonight that you're going to die anyway. You're bound for hell anyway if you're not washed in the blood of the Lamb. You're going to be lost anyhow. Amen. Louis Pasteur had made the decision that he would subject himself. But he had his man and his boy. Amen. But it wasn't until he made the decision to do it for himself that he went on and vaccinated the young man and the man that owned the dogs that had bitten this boy repeatedly. Amen. And they both lived. Louis Pasteur was famous. But once again, he caught it before he was famous from the doctors. They said, you're not a doctor. Who do you think you are? You're intruding into the medical field. Amen. But Louis Pasteur made up his mind that he not only had to save himself, but he had to save all those that would come to him. Amen. To sin against knowledge, to go against what you know, amen, is to write your own doom, write out and seal your own death warrant. If you know to do good and do it not, the Bible said to him, it is sin. Amen. Hallelujah. Sin, I want to tell you, is no problem with God. He has given us a vaccination. Glory to God. And all you need is one tiny infinitesimal drop of the blood of Calvary's Lamb. Glory to God. And it'll be death to the draw. Hallelujah. And you can live forever tonight. Amen. But it's a sad thing when men reject all knowledge, all that they have been taught. And so many will tell you, I know. I know. I know I'm not doing right. I know what I need to do. Amen. You've heard it. How many have heard stories like that? You've heard them. I know. Amen. The sin against knowledge is the greatest of all sin. Amen. If I know this house is on fire and it's burning down, and the fire's already licking at the subfloor, you think I'm going to hang around here and finish this message? Amen. No, sir. I'm going to cut it short and say, folks, amen, we'll have church in the fellowship hall. Amen. The thing's on fire. Hallelujah. Let's save ourselves. Amen. If you know this world's burning down, and you don't save yourself from this old dark sin, soaked sin, cursed world, amen, you're a fool. Amen. Peter is telling them, save yourself. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Amen. Who was it told the story about the little girl that stumbled onto the railroad trestle about the time, amen, or a little boy, was it about the time that the evening express was coming to, amen, mother stood at the end of the trestle, amen, and said, run, honey, run. I mean, if you ever minded your mom, you need to do it now. Run, honey. The ground's already shaking. Amen. The bridge is already lowering. The rails are already cracking. Amen. And mom stands at safety's grasp and says, run, honey. Run, run. Amen. What is she saying? Save yourself. And that's what I'm saying tonight. And that's what every mother ought to do. They ought to stand as a stopgap between souls and eternity and say, run, son, run, run, daughter, run. Amen. But he said, well, instead me, I'm saying, I know my son's not living right now. I know he's not saved, but he's a good boy. He's out in the other. You need to be praying and seeking God. Great God said, run, son, run for your life. We've not got much time. Destruction's coming. Amen. Save yourself from this wicked, untoward generation. Who is that wicked, untoward generation? That's the ones that won't run toward God. They're running the other direction. Amen. But while most don't run toward God, we need to run toward God. Amen. We don't need less of God. We need more of God. Praise God. Amen. To you who know the truth of God. Amen. Do you know that salvation will work for you? To you that have known the way of the cross and drifted away from it, don't you know that it'll work for you tonight? Amen. Praise God. If salvation won't work for you, will it work for anybody? Amen. When we sit idly by and don't run, we sit carelessly by the wayside and don't pray, we sit obstinately in a church pew and refuse to move, we're saying it worked for them, but it won't work for me. Amen. If it won't work for you, will it work for your children? If it won't work for you, will it work for your darling little boy? If it won't work for you, will your little daughter make the same decision? It won't work for me. I'll tell you what you must do, father, mother, away from God. You must run yourself. You must arise and run. I declare to you, if the gospel won't work for you, it won't work for anybody. If Pentecost won't work for you, it won't work for anybody. If forgiveness won't work for you, it won't work for anybody. If grace won't work for you, it won't work for anybody. If the church won't work for you, it won't work for anybody. If the full gospel won't work for you, it won't work for anybody. If old time religion won't work for you, it won't work for anybody. But I'm here to declare it'll work for everybody tonight. Whosoever will can come. Amen. The thieves first said, save thyself and us. Amen. But you know, amen, he did. He didn't save himself from the cross. He conquered it. He didn't save himself from death. He conquered it. Amen. Hallelujah. In conquering the cross and conquering death, praise God, he made it possible for you and I to be set free. Amen. Yes, he saved himself and one of those dying thieves met with him that day in paradise. In a last desperate dash, he said, Lord, remember me. Amen. And saved himself. In a last desperate breath that I preached this morning, Jesus said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. Amen. They would say to him, physician, heal thyself. Ah, Calvary looked bad, but wait till the third day. Woo, glory to God. He was already out of the grave Sunday morning when they got there. And the tomb was already empty. The napkin and the grave clothes were already folded, praise God. Woo, glory. Amen. I'll tell you what. Amen. They said, others he saved, but he cannot save himself. When the whole truth of the gospel is, praise God, he saved both himself and others from the power of the grave. And you have hope tonight, praise God. If you've heard it, put it to work. If you believe it, practice it. If you've preached it, put it to work. It'll work for you as same as anybody. If it has worked for you, you're indebted to give it to somebody else. To share it with somebody else. God gave you a chance. Every one of you, God gave you a chance. Every one of us tonight, God gave us a new start and a new beginning, praise God. Hallelujah. Then give someone else a chance. Give someone else a new start. Give someone else a new beginning. You can do it. You can be an effective witness for Christ. Amen. It is your solemn duty to share it. It is your legal debt to share it. Amen. David was in bad shape. The law said he should die. He was guilty of triple sins, multiple sins. Amen. He had not only committed adultery, he had murdered and was living a lie. Amen. But David, though he deserved death, leapfrogged clear from the law into grace. Praise God, and saved himself. Amen. Yes, he saved himself. And he said in the 51st Psalm, amen, he said, if you'll save me, Lord, then I'll teach transgressors thy way, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. We've got a legal debt if God has saved us to rescue others, to rescue the perishing. Care for the dying. Snatch them in pity from the dark waves. Amen. Our nation is in bad shape. The media is shot through with filth. Amen. The only reason I can see that the Lion King movie has made such strides and has made a number one seller, think of it, a cartoon, if you will, of every picture hand-drawn, every movement hand-drawn, amen, of animals, has became a number one seller in this world today. It's because men are tired of sex and films. Men are tired of wickedness, violence, and ungodliness. Amen. And the Lion King, and I'm not recommending it necessarily. Amen. I'm just making a statement. Our nation is filled with filth. Our magazine racks are filled with filth. Amen. Our libraries are filled with filth. Our airwaves are filled with filth. And I'll tell you what. Amen. If you're saved today, you better back off and get you a good run. Praise God. Because you're going to have to run right through the whole stinking mess. Amen. To get to Calvary. Glory to God. And get washed in the blood of the Lamb. But do it tonight. Amen. Shed this world like water off a duck's back and be clean. Shed the evil thoughts and the evil suggestions and the wicked ideas and the ungodly wicked inventions that Satan, amen, spreads in front of our eyes continuously. Amen. Shed them off. Wash them away in the blood of the Lamb. Hey, save yourself. Don't get caught in it. Don't get tripped up by it. Save yourself from it. Amen. Notice I said, from it. Amen. Jesus does not save us in our sins. He saves us from our sins. Amen. Leave it all behind. Run like Joseph did and left his coat in the hands of Potiphar's wife. But save yourself. Glory to God. Run! Run! God told Habakkuk, write the vision. Make it plain that he may run that readeth it. Praise God. Tonight, I'm preaching regardless of what anybody else does. Regardless of what your neighbor does, regardless of what the folks next door does, regardless of what the Joneses does, regardless of what men say, save yourself. Amen. And if we're not careful, we'll let what other men does and say color our testimony. For God, don't do it. Don't dignify the devil. Glory to God. Run past it all. Hallelujah. Outstrip it all. Someday running at a breakneck speed. Glory to God. You'll spread me wings. Hallelujah. And soar with the saints in the glory of rapture and resurrection to the sunny banks of sweet deliverance. Leave other men in the hands of God and save yourself. It's this simple. If you don't save yourself, you're sure not going to save anybody else. Amen. If you're drowning yourself, it's going to be hard for you to save a drowning buddy. Amen. You're going to have to be somewhere where you can throw a lifeline. You're going to have to be somewhere having saved yourself. Glory to God. And old Paul, after he said, I was a day and a night in the deep. 3 times I was shipwrecked. Amen. But every time he saved himself. You know what he did when he saved himself by prayer and by seeking God? He turned right back around and preached the gospel that would save others. Amen. And tonight, make your calling and election sure. We're close to the end, somebody's already said. This may be the last revival before the millennium that'll sweep our land. We've just got one chance. Amen. Let's run with all we've got. Stand with me tonight as they come and sing. We invite you to an altar of prayer. No matter what you got to do to get at the feet of Jesus. No matter what you got to do to get under the blood. Run, walk, crawl, drag. Whatever you got to do. Amen. Do it to get the glory. Amen. Your soul is of paramount importance tonight. Your eternal destiny may well be sealed by your decision tonight. Backslider, you need to let your children see they'll work for you. And in working for you, it'll work for them. Amen. There's a cure for death. There's a cure for sin. Will you take the medicine tonight? Amen. Will you give it, regardless of the cost, to that sin-sick soul? Come on. While they sing, we invite you to an altar. Run! An altar of running. Running! Before the midnight express rolls over your soul.
My voice was swiftly fading.
Run,
with the
tide.
Run,
baby.
Of no way.
I'm sorry.
God knows how long I could stand.